The Lord's given me the privilege of being here, the help and the opportunity. But I looked out here this morning, and I saw a sweet lady that we've not seen for three. Well, I've seen her because I've been to her house. But Miss Martha,
yes.
We have missed you. Martha Pepper, welcome back. And we're so delighted that you're better. And you look wonderful, and we've missed you. You know, there's something about family, the church family. Whenever folks are not here, we miss them. When you're not here, we miss you. And it's a joy to be able to see you back and feeling better. And thank you for blessing us today with your presence again. Well, this morning, I'd like to invite you to look with me to John's Gospel. And we're going to look together at a passage in chapter 15, verse 13, that's a very familiar passage. As has already been noted, this is the weekend where we, and the word celebrate probably isn't the right word, but where we observe Memorial Day. It is that day that we set aside to remember those who have given their lives in service for our country through the ages. And I hope that we don't ever take that for granted. Hope that we don't ever stop thanking God for those who are willing to give their lives for us. I remember several years ago, perhaps on my first trip to Washington, D.C., I remember going to the Vietnam Memorial and I've not seen pictures, but had not seen it in person. It was one of the most moving experiences I'd ever encountered. And there was, at the base of one of the walls, a little boy's baseball glove. And in it was a note to his daddy. And he said, "Daddy, I wish I could have known you longer. Wish I could have known you better. I look forward to seeing you when we get to heaven."
Amen.
I remember going to Arlington Cemetery. And I had never seen the changing of the guard and all that took place, but I was overwhelmed by the view of all those graves in Arlington, thousands of people who've died in service to our country. And I couldn't help but think, "Lord, thank you that in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, we have the privilege of honoring those who've given their lives for our country." Last night, I just had this on my heart, and I called a preacher buddy of mine. He and I grew up together. In fact, he married one of my old girlfriends, and she wasn't old, but it was a long time ago, and like junior high school. And now he's a pastor, but he's one of the most incredible men I've ever known. Jerry Hall. Jerry Hall is now a Baptist pastor. He's pastoring at our home church at Lacey Springs, where I was saved, baptized, called to preach, ordained, licensed. He is their pastor while they're looking for a pastor. But I preached for him several years in Coleman, Alabama. And I knew about Jerry what the congregation didn't know. I knew that he had volunteered and joined the Marines in 1968, the height of the Vietnam War, 66, 7, and 8. And I knew that he had volunteered to go to Vietnam. And that he had gone to Vietnam as a combat soldier with the Marines. And during one of the skirmishes in Vietnam, one of his buddies was wounded. And they needed somebody to go out there and get that wounded soldier from the field of battle and pull him back to safety. And Jerry volunteered to go get him. And Jerry was being faced by enemy fire from the bushes and from the trees and from the jungle. And he rushed out into the open spaces and got his friend who had been wounded and pulled him to safety. And my friend was given the Medal of Valor because of his patriotic and fearless duty to our country. His church did not know that. He didn't tell people. He didn't brag on that. He was very quiet. And one day at supper, I was staying in their home during revival, and I said to his wife, "Judy, Judy, do you think it'd be all right if I let our people know a little bit about the kind of man their pastor is?" I know growing up, I told Libby, he was a character. He was tough as a pine knot. In fact, you had to be kind of tough to grow up in Lacey Springs. And I've told folks if I had been in a skirmish, I would have wanted him on my side. He was just tough as nails. I said, Judy, nobody, the church doesn't know about Jerry. They don't know about his Medal of Valor. They don't. They just don't know. And he chose to keep it quiet. Would it be all right with you as his wife for me to share with the people? It would be okay, and I'll ask Jerry. And she said, I think it would be fine. And so that night, I preached, and I asked him, and reluctantly he agreed. That night, I preached on the text that I'm preaching this morning, John chapter 15, verse 13. And I preached the same subject, not the same sermon, but the same subject I'm preaching on you for you this morning, a hero's memorial. And at the close of the service, after we had gone through the honoring of the veterans that had given their lives, and we had given a special tribute to them in a moment of silence, I told the church a story of a young man in North Alabama whose daddy was a preacher, by the way, who joined the Marines and volunteered for Vietnam, and the situation he was in the battle where his friend was pinned down and wounded. And he risked his life to rescue his friend and was given the Medal of Valor. And I said that his people at this moment had no idea that it was their pastor that I was talking about. And when I said, and that young soldier returned home, now get this, to be saved himself. He gave his heart and life to the Lord after he got home from Vietnam and the Lord called him to preach. I said, that young man who was awarded the Medal of Valor, came home and was himself saved. And God called him to preach. And they still didn't have a clue who I was talking about. And I said, and then God called him to pastor the Cedar Grove Baptist Church in Cumberland, Alabama. The name of the church in whose pulpit I was standing. And in that moment, there were two things that happened. There was a moment of silent shock, like this can't be. And then one by one they began to applaud, and one by one they got to their feet, and the whole church was on their feet in a standing ovation for at least 5 minutes. And tears are streaming down their face, but you see tears are streaming down his face because a lot of the veterans from Vietnam didn't get a good welcome home, didn't receive that thank you for your service to our country. So I just want to take time this morning to do something I think is biblical. Honor those to whom honor is due.
Yeah.
And give tribute to those to whom tribute is due. In fact, in John 15:13, Jesus said, greater love hath no man than this, than a man will lay down his life for his friends. I thought it interesting in doing a little research and preparation for this morning to realize that the word memory or memorial is found some 230 times in the Bible. Honoring and remembering people that are worthy is a biblical thing to do. In fact, the Bible is filled with memorials and challenges to remember. That's what a rainbow is. Remember that? God gave the rainbow to remind us of what? God would never destroy the world by a flood again, as he did in the days of Noah. The rocks on the other side of Jordan that Joshua was told to erect reminded God's people during the entire time they were in the promised land that God's grace got them through, and God parted the waters, and God provided the way, and God brought down the walls of Jericho, and God gave them the land.
Yeah.
The Passover was a memorial. The Lord's Supper was a memorial. Jesus' letter to the seven churches included over and over, remember where you've fallen and come back and return. And so today, we want to remember those who have given their lives in service to our country. In fact, Bobby, Sarah, would y'all come back to the instruments? What's a good patriotic number you could play?
God Bless America.
God Bless. Are you ready for that one, Bobby?
Yeah.
I want them to play God Bless America. And this is what I want you to do. If you know of somebody in your family, somebody in your circle of friends, somebody in your neighborhood that gave their lives in service to our country, when they begin playing, I'd like for you just to stand in memory of or in honor of your loved one who gave their life, and on whatever battlefield it may have been, for our country. Y'all play for us. No notice can do wonderfully and do so well. Thank y'all so much. On your outline this morning, I've noted some things that I'll not go over, but just call to your attention. I was amazed when I began to look and see that all the way back to the Revolutionary War and beyond, on the battlefields across this world where soldiers from America have gone to defend our liberty, someone has counted and estimated that at least 1 million soldiers have given their lives for the freedom of our country. 1 million. And that's why we're the land of the free and the home of the brave. And that's why we want to remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. All gave some. Some gave all. And I think that it's fitting that today, biblically, that we remember those whose lives were given in honor. Well, we honor them and honor their memory today. By remembering those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, they left home. They left home. I remember, and I want to go back in time, and this will bring back memories for some of y'all. Y'all remember the lottery numbers?
Yeah.
Bobby, oh yeah.
I got
before
that happened.
Well, I didn't. For you young people, there was a lottery, and all of the eligible males were names were put in the lottery, and your birthday was drawn out of the lottery, and your draft notice for Vietnam or for the military came depending on your number, and my number was number 232. I still remember it because I watched the news every day for how far down the line we were. But I remember that day when I got my notice from the draft board to get my physical. Now, so far it's just a physical, but Libby carries me to the bus depot in Decatur, Alabama. We've just been married for a few months, and I get my draft my notice to get a physical. And so I get on the bus, and before we pull out, she's standing there squalling, slinging snot and slobbering. I mean, having a spell. I'm just going to get my physical. But I was a little anxious, too. And those were anxious days. Little did I know that some of those same guys on the bus may not make it back home. Those who have given their lives for our country have paid the ultimate sacrifice. They left home. Not only did they leave home, they left home to serve. They didn't have to. A lot of folks didn't have to. But the truth is they gave it themselves because they chose to do so. And they were willing to die. Greater love hath no man than the one will lay down his life for his friends. I can't imagine what it must have been like to have been in battle. And one of my favorite movies to watch is Private Ryan. Did y'all see that movie? Tom Hanks. If you've not seen it, you ought to see it. And there's one line in this movie where Tom Hanks, who's the leader of the group that went to find the private, It's Private Ryan. They found him, and Tom Hanks was wounded and eventually passed away. But while he was still alive, the Private Ryan had Tom Hanks holding him in his arms. And do you remember what Tom Hanks said to him? Be worth it. Or deserve this. Or earn this. What he was saying was, all of this bloodshed, give yourself in thanks to those who paid the price for you to be able to go home and be free.
Yeah.
Remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. You know, there's no place where we can do that more than the house of God.
Right.
You see, there is one who left home. And left home knowing he was going to sacrifice his life. And he gave his life on Calvary that our sins might be washed away. We might be saved and might have a home with him in heaven forever and ever. We might have joy abundantly and unspeakable, full of glory. He left home. He left home to serve. He left home knowing he was going to die. You'll never know how much God loves you until you look at Calvary and see Jesus dying in our place. That's what Memorial Day is. For the child of God, it's a memory of those soldiers, men and women who died. It's also a time for us to remember the ultimate sacrifice for us. It's a time to honor the fallen. As we mentioned in Romans 13:7, respect those that to whom you owe respect and honor to those that you owe honor. Teach your children about the importance of the sacrifice of those who have gone before us. A lot of our younger children have never experienced the tragedy. Well, maybe with Afghanistan and those places in the most recent years. But for the most part, we've got a younger generation that's been spared a lot of that.
Yeah.
And so honor the fallen. And I couldn't help but see this week as some young people were placing flags at monuments, cemeteries around the country. I remember going to the cemetery where my mother and daddy are buried, and somebody had placed a flag at my dad's place where he's buried because he served in the Army in World War II. And so, honor the fallen. How do you honor them? You remember them, you thank the Lord for them, and you praise God for their faith and for their courage. You thank God for our freedoms. Our church are to cherish, to preserve, and protect them. Listen, there's no, with all of its faults, with all of our problems, with all the things in America that need to be changed, and there are a lot of them, we need revival badly. It's still the greatest country on the face of the earth. It's still the greatest place to live. And I tell you, folks, we are blessed beyond measure. And I pray that we as God's people will lead the way for our country in thanking God for America. We're to honor heaven's hero as we recognize life's greatest freedom. You see, today we're not only remember sailors and soldiers and Marines and all the others in the military who have sacrificed the ultimate sacrifice. We're saying, Lord, thank you that you gave of yourself on Calvary's cross for our sins.
Yeah.
And you died in our place. But you know, I want to share this. It may sound like a stretch, but it's really not. I'm grateful for the monuments, the Vietnam Memorial.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for the other monuments that are around the country, to those who have given of their lives. But do you know what the Christian's monument to Jesus is? You. You and I are the model. We are the monuments. We are the testimony to a lost world that Jesus is alive and well, and He transforms lives, and He washes away sin, and He changes families, and He sets people free. And that's what, in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, Paul, after that great discourse in the first 11 chapters of Romans, he then says, I beseech you, that word is the word parakaleo. I call you alongside of me. I beseech you therefore, brethren, because of the cross, because of Calvary, because of Jesus' sacrifice, I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That is, you and I are to be living memorials to the saving grace of God and the love of God in Christ Jesus. And be not conformed to this world. And very literally, the Greek term means stop letting this world shape you. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, changed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know or experience what is the good and the perfect and the acceptable will of God. So this Memorial Day weekend, maybe it's a picnic with the family, maybe it's time on the river or the lake, maybe it's time away traveling. Whatever you do, enjoy your holiday. But remember, it's about more than the barbecue. It's about more than the festivities. Take time to thank God for those who have given their lives for our freedom. Yes. And if you have never given your heart to Jesus, if you've never acknowledged that you're a sinner and that you want to invite Jesus Christ to come into your heart and life as your Lord and Savior and wash away your sins, you can do that today. In just a moment, we're going to stand and have a hymn of invitation. And it'll be an opportunity for you right where you are to simply say, "Yes, Lord, I want to turn from sin. I want to give my heart and life to Christ." And if that's the decision you'd like to make this morning, we'll invite you in a moment when we stand and sing to come forward and say, "Pastor, I'm coming today to say yes to Jesus." Let's bow together. Lord, I pray that this morning you'll speak to our hearts and touch our hearts. On this Sunday before Memorial Day, we thank you for those men and women who have given the ultimate sacrifice. Greater love hath no man than one will lay down his life, her life, for their friends. Thank you that our freedom has been purchased at a high price of very brave men and women through the ages. And I pray, Lord, that you remind us that our freedom in Christ is purchased at Calvary. And may we never, ever move far from the cross. May we realize that our freedom and our joy, our liberty and our victory is all in Christ, who died for us, was buried, and rose again, we might live abundantly and eternally. And Lord, if there's anybody here this morning who needs to give his or her heart and life to Jesus, needs to make any other kind of spiritual decision, perhaps just needs to get in the altar and do business with God, whatever that may mean, help us just to be obedient to you. In the sweet name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Michael?